According to Buddhist teachings, our worst enemy is delusion, mental bad habits within our mind. And there are six root delusions. One of these is called deluded pride. So I'd like to talk briefly about the inner danger of pride. And perhaps you're listening thinking, well, today's podcast doesn't really apply to me because I don't have much pride. Perhaps that's your pride. So deluded pride is that part of our mind that feels arrogant for slight reasons. We can use anything, our looks, our knowledge, our skills, as a pretext for thinking we are someone special and developing pride. Pride is very harmful because it prevents us from improving ourselves. A proud mind doesn't wish to acknowledge any faults or admit that there is room for improvement. So this view is meaningless. In reality, pride only causes us suffering. For example, if a proud person hears even one small bad word said against them, they experience great mental pain and immediately get upset or angry. This destroys their own peace of mind and their happiness. Pride is a very serious obstacle to the development of positive minds and inner good qualities. And as I mentioned, we don't strive to improve our mind, thinking we are good enough as we are. So in the scriptures, there's a wonderful story, which I think you might enjoy. Generally, lions are very proud. At one time, there was a very fierce lion that ruled a forest, terrorizing all the other animals. The other animals wanted to get rid of the lion, but it was so strong and powerful that none of them was able to defeat it. Then one day, a small rabbit announced it was going to destroy the lion. The other animals laughed, thinking, "How can a small rabbit destroy such a powerful lion?" The rabbit went to the lion and told it another lion had moved into the forest and that it was as fierce as him. The lion was enraged to hear this and ordered the rabbit to take him to the other lion. The rabbit led the lion to a well and pointed down into the well, saying, "The lion is down there." When the lion approached the edge of the well, it saw its own reflection in the water and took this to be the other lion. It growled at the lion in the well, and the other lion growled back. The lion became angry and started striking at the lion in the well with its paw. But the lion in the well just did the same thing back. Finally, the lion became so angry, it jumped into the well to attack the other lion and was trapped in the well and drowned. What was it that killed the lion? It wasn't the rabbit. It was the lion's pride. So we ask ourselves, and what does this story have to do with me? We need to be aware of the inner danger of pride. The inner danger of pride. Because in the same way as the lion, we experience many fears, dangers, and sufferings as a result of our pride. So what will help us? Venerable Geshe-la teaches, to reduce our pride, we need to contemplate how vulnerable and unfree we are. So Shantideva says, in his famous verse in Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, suffering has many good qualities. Through experiencing it, we can dispel pride. So when suffering appears in our life, it humbles us because we realize actually we're not so special, we're not so important. We get sick, we get old, we can be very close to dying, and our pride is humbled. You know, recently I read a famous British actor who contracted COVID-19, and after he'd recovered, he said in an interview, I'm humbled to still be alive. Perhaps you're even listening to these podcasts because of suffering in your life. Your suffering has reduced your pride and created a more humble, open mind that wants to learn. Where does suffering come from? And how can it cease? Through listening to the wisdom advice held in Buddha's teachings. So our suffering is actually helping us and can be the beginning of a new life, a happy and meaningful life.